Henry. Sunnyside, Kooranbong, New South Wales, Australia. January 2, 1898. Mrs. Henry. Dear sister, I would be very much pleased could I be seated by your side and converse with you in regard to the incidents of our experience. I have an earnest desire to meet you. It is not impossible that, even in this life, we shall see each other face to face. When I learn of the gracious dealings of God with you, I feel very grateful to my Heavenly Father that the light of the truth for this time is shining into the chambers of your mind and into the soul temple. Across the broad waters of the Pacific, we can clasp hands in faith and sweet fellowship. I rejoice with you in every opportunity you have of reaching the people. I praise the Lord that He has wrought for you, that the great physician who has never lost a case has healed you and given you access to the people, that you may set before many your experience of the loving kindness of a gracious Redeemer. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear Him and delivereth them. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. Psalm 34, verse 7, 32, 10, 11. We are engaged in a great work, and daily we would invite the Holy Spirit to work upon mind and character that we may indeed be collaborators with Jesus Christ. We are greatly honored in being a part of His firm. During the years 1896 and 1897, we have been earnestly engaged in our Master's work, establishing a school where young men and women may receive the proper education for domestic and missionary life, manual labor, and mental taxation combined. The Word of God is made the principal book of study in our school. In the communication of Christ to His disciples in the 6th chapter of John is opened before us that which constitutes higher education. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Luke 11, verse 28. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Matthew 5, verse 48. If we can educate the children and youth in the understanding of the words of Christ, we shall be doing a grand work, for they perceive more quickly than do older persons. Our prayers are constantly ascending to heaven for spiritual food, for the bread of God, which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Jesus said to His disciples, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man, therefore, that hath heard and hath learned of the Father, cometh unto me. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. I am that bread of life. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. John 6, verse 33, 35, 45, 47, 48, 51. The explanation of His words was given to the disciples that all may understand. It is the Spirit that quickeneth, said Christ. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are Spirit, and they are life. Verse 63. We would lay no new foundation for educating our students. We have the Word of the Living God as our study book. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Psalm 111, verse 10. Says the psalmist, Oh, how love I thy law! It is my meditation all the day. Thou through thy commandments hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, teachers, because I keep thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. Psalm 119, verse 97 to 105. The entrance of thy words giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple. I opened my mouth and panted, for I longed for thy commandments. Verses 130-131. Again he declares, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward." Psalm 19, verse 7-11. The works of his hands are verity and judgment. All his commandments are sure. They stand fast for ever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. He sent redemption unto his people. He hath commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverend is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. Psalm 111, verse 7-10. Now, therefore, hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I teach you, for to do them, that ye may live, and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers giveth you. Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the Lord your God which I command you. Your eyes have seen what the Lord did because of Baal Peor. For all the men that followed Baal Peor, the Lord thy God hath destroyed them from among you. But ye that did cleave unto the Lord your God are alive, every one of you, this day. Deuteronomy 4, verse 1-4. Read the 25th chapter of Numbers. All who search the Scriptures will understand that there is a decided difference made by the Lord between those who are obedient to his commandments and those who are disobedient. If ye shall diligently keep all these commandments which I command you, to do them, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, and to cleave unto him, then will the Lord drive out all these nations from before you, and ye shall possess greater nations, and mightier than yourselves. Every place whereon the soles of your feet shall tread shall be yours. From the wilderness and Lebanon, from the river Euphrates, even unto the uttermost sea shall your coast be. There shall no man be able to stand before you, for the Lord your God shall lay the fear of you and the dread of you upon all the land that ye shall tread upon, as he hath said unto you. Deuteronomy 11, verse 22-25. Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing, if ye obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day. And a curse, if ye will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day, to go after other gods which ye have not known. Verses 26-28. I have a request to make of you, Sister Henry. I have a desire that the convicted and those newly come to the faith may have the privilege of reading your little tract relating your experience. I read this little book in some of our meetings, and several were anxious that I should let them have one. But only two were sent to me, and therefore I held fast to them. I thought that I would write to you and ask you if I could reprint this little book, which pleased me so much, and have it to put into the hands of newly converted souls. I think it would be a blessing to them. Please let me hear from you as soon as convenient. January 2, 1898. The request, which I thought would go in the last mail, did not go. I spoke to Willie in reference to the matter, and he said I had better not wait, that we could make it all right with you. Away in this missionary field, we need all the help that we can possibly have in the line of reading matter to help poor souls to decide. In this field, people are not so familiar with the Scriptures as in America. Seventh-day Adventists are not so numerous, and our faith not so well known. The ministers are prepared to make any assertion and advance the most inconsistent doctrines if they can get rid of the Sabbath question. But the time has come when this matter demands attention. It will press itself to the front. The loud cry of the third angel with his special message will be heard. And when souls are all broken up and seem to have lost their foundation, we want every jot and tittle of precious things to help them. Some of the things which the ministers of the churches present have the appearance of sound doctrine, but when compared with Scripture, they are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Truth is truth, and cannot be changed to error. Last Friday, we sent the little book to be reprinted at the Echo office. Yours in much love.